Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, let's talk about approval addiction. Listen, I know a certain friend that is literally, this person's self-esteem is tied to their performance. And this person is not that odd. I think a lot of us, if we're not careful, we can become approval addicts. And here's where it comes, because you might say, I'm not an approval addict. It comes in when people criticize you. Listen, it's somebody who's addicted to other people's approval who gets massively bent out of shape if somebody is not happy with them, if somebody is critical. And you can see this happen. All you need to do is look for it. Ask yourself, if people criticize me, do I become undone? Is my self-esteem literally ruined? And if it is, I'll tell you what, you're enslaved. You are absolutely enslaved. Other people control you. That's not the way it's meant to be. You should be somebody who obviously wants to please people. I mean, who doesn't want to be a great friend, a great person? But when you're an addict, that means that you're not okay if they're not okay. You know what I'm saying? That's an addiction. It's a chain that you wear. So how do you free yourself from it? Because I know a lot of people who either go all in or they go all out. They either say, I absolutely am addicted to approval, or you know what? I don't even care what people say. And they almost come the other way. And you know what? Both strategies are to self-protect. Seriously, think about that for a moment. Both strategies are a self-protection strategy. When you are addicted to other people, you lose control of your life. And that is a self-protection strategy. Now you're not the one in control. Now it's up to other people. Now you're no longer responsible. It's other people's fault. But the other opposite is massively detrimental as well. Because think about it. If you say, well, I don't care about anybody. I don't care what anybody thinks. You're really just protecting your heart. You're trying to be, you're scared. You're scared of caring. And we've all met people like that. People that are absolutely scared to care. So they come off very strong, but really they're actually very weak. Here's the balance. The balance is to massively care but not be addicted. Massively care for clients, massively care, be a giver, be somebody who over-delivers. But in the end, your self-esteem is not tied to whether somebody accepts you or not. That's the fine line, that's the balance. It's a tough place to be, takes a lot of maturity. Love to hear your thoughts on this. For more on this topic, go to yoursecretname.com. I got a free book for you over there. And if you're not in the US, Or that's okay. We can still get you the masterclass for free, so you can at least watch the free training. YourSecretName.com. It's something that I've had to work through over the years, and I found that balance. I don't bat 1,000 every day, but it is something that I've done a lot of work in, and I can honestly say that it's a freedom that exists when you find that fine line.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.